This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Bob, it's been a rather incendiary show, I think. I think it's been a fun show. I think it's been a contentious show. I think the callers have been wonderful. I also want to tell everybody out there that if they need a spot to park for the AC/DC concert, try the garage at Nova Place. Nova Place, just steps from PNC Park, short walk to Acrisure. Located along South Commons, prepay and reserve your parking at Nova Place Garage on ParkWiz. The best part is an easy exit in any direction after your event without getting stuck in traffic near the stadiums. Plus, they offer hassle-free mobile payment to avoid any lines or delays while exiting the garage. Nova Place offers parking for all events on the North Shore, sports events, concerts, and more. So how do we articulate, in the end, our opinions on the George Pickens trade? Did the Steelers do the right thing here? 412-928-9370. I say unequivocally, yes. It's addition by subtraction, not unlike Deontay Johnson and others. You can't afford to wait around and pray that this guy, who has shown so much immaturity and selfishness and lack of dependence in terms of being late, in terms of needing babysitters on the sidelines and quitting on routes and wearing the F word on his face in a nationally televised game and all the stuff that went on, I can't trust him. That's Cabali said it well. The Steelers didn't trust him. So they gave him away for a third round pick. I approve and give this, I give this trade an A. Now, when you combine it for the fact that they ignored all the red flags, the draft pick itself gets a D because he didn't even make it to the end of his first contract. But the trade, I give an A. And Bob, I endorse the trade. You?
I would agree with most everything you said, with one exception, and this is my exception. My exception was, you have a guy who should be motivated. I realize what his past has been. But I also have seen guys who've gone through tough beginnings in terms of immaturity suddenly understand, you know, how things can change and how the maturity level increases. Now, he may not be the person to do this, but I was hoping, because they hadn't made a pick at the draft and it seemed like they were going to have him here, that he would turn that into a positive season to the point where he would be extremely motivated by money and that he would have a big year, because DK Metcalf would take pressure away from him and others. So with Aaron Rodgers, hypothetically, at your quarterback, that looked like a lot of weapons that could make this offense better. So I was going in that direction, and I'm still not ruling out that he'll go to Dallas and have a big year. Now, the question will be, can he do it if he's the same George Pickens? The answer is no. He has to change. Can he change? That's the untold question and answer that we don't have right now.
Do any of us really change, Bob?
Yeah, people change. You don't think professional athletes who are immature, I mean, you could look at a lot of them over the years. And
percentage-wise, I think it's low. I think for humans, it's low, although I would agree that we can.
Have potentially $100 million at stake, can you change, at least for 1 year? I think there's a lot of potential for him to change for 1 year, because he has a lot riding on this year. And if he's that crazy and stupid not to understand it, then he's going to have a terrible season, pout, whine, and complain, and then he'll ride the Deontay Johnson train. You know, you don't want to go in that direction.
No, you don't. Limits, do you endorse this deal?
I do. I do endorse the deal. I feel like that Dallas pick is going to end up being a pretty decent one for them. I don't expect the Cowboys to really be all that good this year, especially their division has improved. Getting Pickens out of here, I wish they would have more of a plan as to how to replace him. We'll see what happens there. But yes, I do think based on everything that had happened with them, they just reached a breaking point with Pickens, and this was ultimately the best deal that they could get, so I'm okay with it.
412-928-9370, you want to weigh in. The other thing that's happening here, Bob, is this is more evidence that the Steelers are building resources, a treasure trove of resources, I think most people would agree with this, to make their big play on a quarterback at next year's draft. I mean, they're gathering picks. They seem to be willing to do anything. They've been willing to step out of character several times in the Omar Khan regime. This seems to be another step in that direction, does it not?
Yeah, I mean, you have I think 12 is the number of picks. They have a first, a second, three thirds potentially, two fourths, two fifths, two sixths. So they have a lot of things they can do. And if that's how they're thinking, I think people would understand that. But I also know that, I think they don't like to give up on seasons. Trading George Pickens without I don't know what the plan is moving forward to replace a number two again. That does not help their chances of having a good season in terms of getting into the playoffs and winning playoff games. I think they're better on paper with two dynamic receivers, athletically. They don't have that now. So who will step up? Who will it be? And is there another chapter to this story? Is there someone else out there they're trying to get?
Is the whole Aaron Rodgers thing really worth it at this point, Bob? Now you're going to get Phil Spano's pizza. What a move this was. You're taking him home, Bob?
For my wife.
What a move for his wife.
That's
I
awesome.
Like that. That is, Phil Spano's pizza is amazing. Phil, would you agree, Limits?
Yes. So you and I were down there.
I knew she heard us talking. He was here.
Great move.
So he said, bring, and I said, I will gladly bring you the pizza. So that's what I'm doing.
Bob always got to
take care of you got to take care of your significant other.
Yes, you do.
And Bob took care of me earlier, getting me a hamburger.
And I did. And Joe, I would have taken care of you, except you already ate a lot and you're about to go to the bathroom. You have that look.
Yeah.
That means you're going to make a dash across the...
This is how SGA looked right before they blew out the Grizzlies, Bob.
Wow, more blowouts than the 1960 World Series.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. So how are you guys feeling about the team at large right now? As it stands right now, and right now they don't have Aaron Rodgers. My opinion would be, Bob, this is a worse team than last year, even if I think that this is addition by subtraction, getting rid of Pickens. The most important position's quarterback. They're worse.
Yes, it is. Most positions, you got to have a quarterback. So at some point, this story is going to continue to move forward until they solve it there. In the meantime, I think with two unknowns, and I classify Troy Fautanu as an unknown because we have not seen him in the pro level, and Broderick Jones moving over from right to left, it's unknown. I mean, we think in observing what he does and what he's done in college that he could be a lockdown left tackle. To me, that's another interesting part of this whole equation is the offensive line, and will those two guys be able to handle those roles? And if they can, it makes life better for Aaron Rodgers. If they can't, then they're going to have more problems. So, yeah, it's still an incomplete roster to me, and they need more things. So,
Bob, are you watching the Newt Barkeller matchup here?
By the way,
the
Pirates went
game?
1-2-3 in the top of the first, just very simply.
And the Cardinals leadoff man is on. This will go well. All right.
Sonny Gray is a good pitcher, and every time he's up against the Pirates, it seems like he does well. But then again, they don't score runs, so.
No, they don't. Glad to see Valdez at first.
Pham's batting 178. That's an
improvement. Pham in left. Peggy at short. Frazier at second.
Peggy,
Key Brian Hayes.
Peggy Z.
Oh,
what is it?
My God.
Peggy Z.
Peggy Z.
Peggy.
Who is it?
Peggy.
Peggy Z. Somebody in tree.
In tree,
it was. Yeah. Izzy.
Izzy.
Izzy. Izzy Z. Peggy in tree.
Izzy Z. Peggy in tree.
Went looking for. Well, forget it. And we're not going to go back to the children's rhyme.
Izzy on the Z, other. Peggy Tree.
So what do we make of this? George Pickens, the George Pickens era is over. I'll say this, Bob, it was never boring, was it?
No, it always gave fodder to talk about. There's no question about that. But a very immature person, cost himself potentially, but then again has one last chance to get what he needs. And if he does, you know, then it's going to be looked at maybe not the same way you're looking at it right now.
Yeah, man. I mean, nobody denies this guy's talent. He is a phenomenally talented player. Limits, let's go to the lines. They're wide open here. Please.
And they're really starting to pack in. Let's first begin with Ed in Brookline.
They're lighting up like Mulsey in a craft beer house, aren't they?
Or Pony at a Syracuse game, or Bob on his bobblehead night.
Or Crowley at Mountaineer
Field. I may not be there based on what you guys are trying to put out. You know, I'm not going to go there if you're going to do the things you said you're going to do.
What? Oh, my God. It's all fun, Bob.
No, it's not.
We're gonna have a wiffle ball game before the game with us, a celebrity team, against his Baldwin team.
Wait a minute.
Hitting from second base over the fence there. You're going to sing the anthem.
Know. Oh, see, that's what I'm talking about. No.
You're going to sing the anthem. Limits is going to play his clarinet for Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
That's not going
to
happen. Dude, do you think I really know how to remember playing that? It's been like
practice.
15 years.
We have 2 months.
Practice? I didn't know how to play it to begin with.
Practice. Talking about practice? Let's go to the lines.
All right, here's Ed in Brookline. Wants to chime in on Pickens.
Hello, Ed.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Just two quick points, if I may. The subtext of this trade for me is that this was one more guy that Tomlin thought he could handle. He brought a toxic, enabled, entitled guy here, and he wants to do the same again with Rodgers because his ego drives the decisions.
Bingo. And I mean bingo on that. And it ain't just Tomlin that thought that. It's the rest of the football world that lives in a cloud of delusion when it comes to this football team. And I guarantee you, when the reports came out about Pickens, the quotes and stuff before the draft, you had people, all these talking heads on national shows saying, oh man, that's the perfect place for him. Pittsburgh. That culture in Pittsburgh with Mike Tomlin, they'll get him on the right path. No, they'll actually enable him and embolden him, which is exactly what happened. And every time this guy did what he did, whether it was quitting, whether it was showing up late, whether it was being a baby on the sidelines, whether it was getting in a fight on the last play at Cleveland instead of doing his job and rising for the ball on a Hail Mary, Tomlin ran to his defense every single time. He was like Alan Faneca on a running play, pulling out and running interference for Pickens. He enabled him and emboldened him for his whole tenure here, and the dude didn't even make it to a second contract. Very well said by you.
But Tomlin doesn't learn because he's bringing in another diva in Rodgers, another problem child that he thinks he can rein in or whatever, or get the most out of. It's not going to go well. The only other thing I had was, to Bob's point, if Pickens was smart enough to change in a contract year, maybe he'd be smart enough to see that his behavior all along was going to cost him money. You know what I mean?
Sure, like, you're absolutely right.
If he was smart enough to figure it out, then he should be smart enough that he would get it by now. And I'm not saying, Bob, that you're wrong, because it could happen, but I'm not counting on it.
Well, I only said it because I think they're better off with those two guys there than without him, talent-wise. I'm only speaking from a talents-wise. If he somehow can do this, he could have been an asset for 1 year, and then they could have left ties.
And by the way, the conservative offense, I mean, but, I'm sorry to bring up another point. I just thought of this, but Joe, you were talking about, you know, does the conservative offense, are they able to take advantage of two, prolific deep threats? Well, that I think it's easier to handle more weapons than fewer, especially if it opens up the running game and you can have a more successful running game if that's what you want to focus. I don't know. I'm out of my depth discussing that, but I think it would be, I would have liked to see two deep threats and what that could have.
Oh man, the best version of Pickens with Metcalf would have been great. How often have we seen the best version of Pickens?
2 years ago we did. I thought 1,200 yards. That was his best version.
Yeah, but we also saw him quit on a run play at the goal line, and then say he didn't want to get injured.
But what I'm saying is there is some high-end talent there.
Nobody denies that.
Maybe I'm just too much of a believer in human beings being able to identify their weaknesses and change. because I think that's, we all have to do that no matter what it is. And I would think a receiver who is about to embark on what could be a $30 million a year job would make sure that that would change. Maybe I'm just
But he wouldn't have changed it until now. Suddenly the light goes on and now he changes?
And again, with the notion from a Pittsburgh point of view that you take advantage of that for 1 year and then be done with him, because ultimately he may go back to that style. But for 1 year, you take advantage of the fact that he should be motivated, and if he is, you benefit, and then you get rid of him.
Ideally, that would have been the case. That wouldn't have been my bet. The guy can't even show up to a game against the Chiefs on time. Second annual Fan 5-Alarm Marathon presented by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union will take place June 5th and 6th. This year's broadcast at the Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department. You can donate now at 937thefan.com to help support local volunteer fire departments in our area. Brought to you by Charles Leach Insurance, Firehouse Subs, True Fan Travel, People's Natural Gas, and Luis Anthony Jewelers Limits. Who's next?
Here's Ted in Mount Washington.
Hello, Ted.
What's going on, guys? Hey, real quick about Pickens, I think he's going to be absolute star in Dallas. Just because it doesn't work here doesn't mean it won't work there. He had three different offensive coordinators. He had five different quarterbacks. He has an offensive coordinator who wants to go back to the 90s and run the ball all the time.
But you have Brian Schottenheimer down there now, too, so I'm not sure what they're going to be like.
Well, I'll tell you this. I don't think you trade a Pickens if you know Rodgers is coming. I think they're both are linked together. Ooh. And I'll be honest, with this offense, the way it's constructed, you might as well bring back Neil O'Donnell. All you're going to do is have – you paying a receiver Metcalf, what, almost $150 million to block? You cannot compete with the Mahomes. You can't compete with the Burrows. You know, it makes no sense whatsoever. They're going backwards and not going forwards. There's no direction in this organization.
And whose fault is that above anybody's?
Oh, the owner. He don't think it's a problem. He thinks everything is just right. You know, I don't care what quarterback you bring in or what receiver you bring in. As long as they feel they can win like this, a very conservative offense, I don't care what quarterback you put in there. If they're down by two touchdowns, everybody knows it's over. They cannot put points up. That's not today's NFL. I don't know what their philosophy is, but they're exposed. They have no clue what they're doing.
Thank you, Ted.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Wait a
what
second.
That takes
Would
him,
you rather
know.
Have Howard or Drew Aller?
Howard.
And then all hell broke loose. People were piling on limits.
What? You have to be kidding
I am not,
me.
I'm not sold on Drew Allard or Drew Aller either.
All right, Bob, if Drew Aller,
this is a newsflash.
I am not ready to put him. All these quarterbacks have questions. I have no idea.
But if I told you,
based on
if right now,
yeah.
You have a franchise. Uh-huh.
And you, I'm not taking him.
And
next
I'm
year.
Offering you one of two quarterbacks.
Yeah, but you didn't say franchise quarterback. You said
future.
If you have
and I'm
a
not
franchise.
Sold on Drew Aller either. Believe me, especially right. as the top overall.
Because
pick.
I don't know. I don't
and,
know.
And I gave you two choices: Will Howard and Drew Aller. You would take Will Howard as your guy.
Yeah, I would.
That is an absolutely ridiculous take.
Holy horse!
That is
I'm,
a
I'm not.
Bob,
I'm not.
That happened earlier, Bob. He came after you with the growl
but
of a tiger.
But there's a little bit of a difference. So you later said. Franchise quarterback. You said if you were a franchise. That's all you said. There's a difference.
I said we're really
no,
parsing
there is
words
a difference.
Here.
Yes.
If you're starting a
franchise, what do you think these teams are? Franchises. If you are a franchise, is what you said.
If you're a franchise starting out and you need a quarterback, which
Did
one
you
would
put
you put
starting
pick?
Out in there?
You're deflecting, Bob. You're
I'm not
moving
deflecting.
Goalposts.
I'm telling
forget
you that
all
I,
that. Who's the better quarterback,
for the
Howard
record,
or Aller?
I think both are going to be okay in the NFL, but nothing beyond okay in the NFL. That's
yeah.
my thought.
Yeah.
Categorize them all you want, but I liked what Will Howard did in the championship run-up. I did. I thought
you
the competition
put Howard
was
over
good.
Aller. You said you'd rather yeah. have him mm-hmm. under any circumstance, and I bet you a lot of people agree. According to Limits' Twitter poll, a lot of people do agree. Limits does not agree, and Limits came after
you. No, he came
you
after me with a hard, ridiculous, and it wasn't just. Hey,
did it hurt, Bob?
That's a ridiculous. No, no, I. He has his opinions. That's fine. I still brought him food. I don't hold grudges. I've learned long ago that is a that's a cancerous kind of thing to hold grudges, and you take it with you. Stress becomes untenable. I'm not going to do that. So you have your opinion. I would never call your takes ridiculous.
Limits, what do you think of that
yeah,
when Bob
I,
says that
Well,
to you?
I do think that
I feel
ridiculous
like I'm in couples therapy.
I think ridiculous maybe went a little bit too far.
It's not just the word. It's how you said the
did
word.
Did you want to it apologize? You hurt Bob. Like, did you want to apologize?
No, you didn't.
I would love
didn't.
To.
No
I apologize,
no,
Bob.
No
I think
apology
I
was necessary.
Trouble admitting
no
that he was
apology
hurt.
Necessary. I'm not saying that. I'm saying it was just, it was the venom behind
would
it.
Insane have been a better word?
Oh, crazy? Probably not. No.
Just thinking of other words,
regardless of whether
thesaurus to use.
Regardless of whether Bob wants to be apologized to, do you feel compelled to apologize?
No,
I do, because
no,
Bob is
no.
the nicest man alive.
You okay. don't have to apologize for anything.
Go ahead, for no, your own conscience.
I would not accept it because you don't need to do it. You said what you said, and it's fine. I respect your opinion. You could be right. I could be wrong.
I think my opinion is right, but Bob, I apologize for trashing yours.
That was
it's almost like
opinion.
You read a statement.
I apologize for trashing yours. Bob, this reminds me of when you called Ron's opinion stupid, and he never got over that.
I never called him stupid, though. He kept saying, I called him stupid. I did not call him. I called his point that day stupid.
See, That's I all. Didn't call Bob ridiculous. I just thought his point was ridiculous.
But there's a fine line. If you tell me, hey, what you just said and what you think is stupid, you know, it doesn't take, it's not like you're diving off the Grand Canyon to get from there to you think I'm stupid. I think that's Ron's feeling that he still carries in Fort Myers. He carries.
See, but that's my retirement. My retirement advice for him was not to hold that stuff for. Let it go. Let it fly away. It doesn't matter. Why would you torture yourself with your hanging on to that?
Some of us like to torture ourselves, Bob. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Social media's biggest loser, Mulsey. Brought to you by Awaken 180. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. And What's Cooking, brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester, very
Thank
kindly.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Bob, any final word? You get the final word today.
Final word is I'm going to be anxious to see if the Steelers do anything else to compensate for Pickens gone, because I still think the draft room needs another person, somebody else in a number two role. I don't know that Austin can fill that role. Maybe he can. But, you know, if not, they're going to need somebody. It's a long season. There are injuries, and you don't want to put yourself in that boat.
Bob, why in my everyday walk of life am I not real big on hot dogs, but when I'm on a golf course, it seems like the greatest thing on earth? Why do hot
Me
dogs
too.
Become better at the ninth hole?
It's something weird about it. It's just the only thing I can eat on a golf course. Nothing else. They have other sandwiches or whatever. I just love hot dogs, and especially if they're kind of burnt.
Oh,
you know?
The ones at Oakmont were the best I've ever had.
I'm ashamed to tell you how many I
that.
Had there yesterday. Yeah, because
incredible.
I had
Now they put it on that little thing that slightly burns it. It's incredible, Bob.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. But I don't know, because I would never crave a hot dog ever. I don't go out looking for them. We don't want hot dogs.
Do you put relish on them, Bob?
No, I should, but I don't.
Ketchup, mustard.
Ketchup only.
Yeah. Yep. That can get a little messy depending on what shape the plastic container
that,
is in, right?
That helped. That happened to me yesterday where I, you know how you eat a hot dog and you put too much ketchup on? You eat it one side and at the other side it comes just drizzling right. And it was all over my outfit.
The end of the hot dog also seems problematic. Like I know that nobody knows the ingredients.
Sort of like pizza crust. I'm not a big pizza crust person. I'd rather have up until the crust.
Limits, you're a wonderful man.
Not as great as you guys.
Well, Bob thinks so, and so do I. I'll see you tomorrow. We won't see Bob tomorrow. Television duties beckon. We'll see you Monday, Bob. Limits, you and me, big boy.
Let's do it.
Good night.
Take care, Bob.
See you guys. Have a good one.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A 3-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.